This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The U.S. State Department says it is boosting its vetting and evacuation efforts as operations at the Kabul airport enter a second week.
As you heard this morning, from 3 a.m. on August 22nd to 3 a.m. on August 23rd, 28 U.S. military flights evacuated approximately 10,400 people from Kabul. In addition, 61 coalition aircraft evacuated approximately 5,900 people from Kabul. Since August 14th, the U.S. has evacuated and facilitated the evacuation of approximately 37,000 people.
State Department spokesman Ned Price listed the department's accomplishments during a 24-hour period over the weekend. Price told reporters that the temporary transit locations that have been set up in the U.S. or at joint bases in Germany, Italy, and Spain have capacity to process at least 15,000 people on a rolling basis. Leaders from the G7 group of nations are set to meet today to discuss the situation in Afghanistan, with several pushing for U.S. President Joe Biden to keep U.S. troops in the country beyond his August 31st deadline in order to facilitate the ongoing evacuation effort. However, many Afghans have said that it's been difficult, if not impossible, to get past Taliban checkpoints lining the airport's perimeter. And Taliban officials seem unwilling to give the United States much leeway, calling the upcoming deadline a red line. Pakistan's foreign minister said on Tuesday that an inclusive political settlement is the best way forward for peace and stability in Afghanistan following the Taliban takeover. Pakistan fully supports efforts in that direction. According to a foreign ministry statement, Shah Mahmood Qureshi made the remarks in a phone call with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov about the situation in Afghanistan. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris said today that China continues to coerce, to intimidate, and to make claims to the vast majority of the South China Sea. Speaking during a visit to Singapore,
these unlawful claims have been rejected by the 2016 Arbitral Tribunal decision, and Beijing's actions continue to undermine the rules-based order and threaten the sovereignty of nations.
U.S. President Joe Biden's administration has made countering Chinese influence a key part of its foreign policy. Well, President Biden urged Americans unvaccinated against the coronavirus to get their shots after the Food and Drug Administration granted full approval to the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. The U.S. drug regulator yesterday granted full approval to the Pfizer-BioNTech SE COVID-19 vaccine, making it the first to secure such Food and Drug Administration validation as health authorities struggle to win over vaccine skeptics during a relentless pandemic. Biden also prodded the private sector to tighten vaccine requirements for employees in line with those Biden has imposed on federal employees, many of whom must now choose between vaccination and frequent testing. New Zealand reported 41 new coronavirus infections today, the country's highest daily total since an outbreak of the Delta variant last week prompted the government to put the nation into a strict lockdown. Health officials said that they were confident the country remains on track to quell the outbreak. One of the notorious Arellano Felix brothers was deported from the United States back to Mexico after serving most of a 15-year prison sentence, but he was promptly rearrested when he arrived in his homeland yesterday. Prosecutors in Mexico said Eduardo Arellano Felix was handed over to Mexican federal authorities at a border crossing in Matamoros across from Brownsville, Texas. He faces organized crime and drug trafficking charges in Mexico. He was one of several brothers who founded the Tijuana-based Arellano Felix cartel that moved hundreds of tons of cocaine and marijuana from Mexico and Colombia into the United States. Israeli warplanes struck several targets in the Gaza Strip, the Israeli military announced in the late hours of Monday, saying it was responding to the launches of incendiary balloons that caused at least three blazes in southern Israel. The military said it had struck a Hamas military base. There were no reports of casualties. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.